Now, I don't know about your experience of learning history at school, but very often history is kind of presented to us in this really linear fashion, in which we are kind of told that we're slowly but surely moving out of this really violent, chaotic past and patriarchal past into a more equitable and peaceful future. But while we have no shortage of wars, and it's certainly true that violence against women is alarmingly high, we're still told that humans have never lived in such peaceful times. But what if this isn't true? What if, in fact, we've descended from more peaceful societies in which women were respected and equal to men? Well, our guest this morning has co-authored a book that addresses these very questions. Her name is Judy Foster. The book is Invisible Women of Prehistory, and the launch event is this very evening. So, Judy, good morning to you, and thanks so much for joining us on Tuesday Breakfast.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, Judy, let's begin with the title of your book, which is Invisible Women of Prehistory. Now, I have to ask straight off, what indeed is prehistory?
Well, prehistory is the very long period before history, beginning about 3 million years ago with the first humans, Homo erectus.
I see. And so when
the old stone age.
Ah, I see. And Judy, when does history begin?
History begins after the Neolithic period, which began 10,000 years ago. It ended with about 6,000 years ago with the beginning of the period of written history.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you for clarifying that. So tell me, Judy, how did you and Marlene come to write this book?
Marlene was my tutor at university, and when I finished my degree in 1993, I asked her if she'd like to join me and work on a book about women, because women are very underrepresented in all the academic disciplines.
Mm.
And that sort of led to the idea of looking at women before history, because nobody really knows much about them.
Right. And so, Judy, what about the women of prehistory?
Oh, that women in prehistory, and in fact cultures, all cultures in prehistory were peaceful. The myth of ignorant, violent, warlike people throughout prehistory is just not true. In any archaeological report, there were no signs of fortifications in prehistoric settlements, no violent kings or queens, no war weapons appeared in graves, there were no sacrificial burials. Societies were communal and consensual, they worked by consensus, and they lived in harmony with nature. And women were respected and held equal status to men before the Bronze Age.
So, Judy, what changed in the Bronze Age? What was it that occurred that shifted this?
It differs in different places, but it's approximately 5,800 years ago.
Hmm.
Ancient Egypt, so-called ancient Egypt, started about 5,500 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and that's when the sort of the first violent dynastic cultures got going.
Right, and Judy, in your research, I mean, were there any kind of reasons for that shift? I mean, you've talked about however millions of years.
Yes, it was the arrival of the Indo-Europeans, who were the first people, the Proto-Indo-Europeans, the first people to tame the horse and get going with, I suppose, greed and the need to tame more horses. And this began around about 6,000 years ago. And they came from a region in southern Russia, between the Caucasus and the Black Sea. And they, as their herds of horses grew and more men were riding them, only men were allowed to ride, apparently, they gradually spread out over Europe, Eastern Europe, and then across Europe, looking for more places to graze their horses, and so they could have more horses. And they just swept, like an army, they just swept across the countryside, taking over all these peaceful communal peoples. And they killed a lot of them off, and they took the women as slaves. And it was really from that time that women started to lose their status. They became slaves of men and objects, you know, to buy.
And so, Judy, it's very interesting. You've talked about how in prehistory women, it was, you know, much more equitable society, and women had a, you know, perhaps even a higher kind of status than we have today. Now, Judy, why do you think it is that information, that knowledge of women's role in prehistory has remained invisible?
Well, because the men who recorded history or recorded archaeology, really, and anthropology, they were men. Women really weren't allowed to do that. And this is in our society. It remains still that there's that bias against women doing any kind of research and publishing it. That's really the cause.
Yeah, so it's been the men's kind of version and interpretation of history that's been told.
The whole thing about history is the dominance of men over women. The Western, particularly, establishment is still restricts women trying to publish their archaeological and, you know, other disciplines, their results. It's just a tough, very tough industry to be in.
Now, if you've just joined us, you're listening to 3CR Tuesday Breakfast, and we're speaking with author Judy Foster about her book being launched this evening, Invisible Women of Prehistory. Now, Judy, I'm interested in how you think that this research, this book, this real focus on women's role and status in prehistory, how do you think, or what potential does it have to influence how we live and how we see the world today?
Well, I think if more women knew about their prehistory and what life was like in prehistory, they would have that knowledge helps them to see ways of achieving that peace again. I think it's not an easy thing, but the mere fact of knowing that it's been like that before gives you a new outlook and, in a way, a new power to look for ways to achieve a peaceful future. there's no other answer really than that knowledge is power.
Mm.
Power within.
Oh, so well said, Judy. Well, I imagine there's lots of our listeners who are tuned in and, you know, really keen both to read the book but also to come along to tonight's event. So how can they do that? Tell us the details of this evening.
Yes. It's the book launch. There is a discussion with three other people and it's on at Hawthorne Readings, which is at 701 Glenfrey Road, Hawthorne, Readings Bookshop.
Great.
And it starts at 6 for 6:30.
Fantastic. And we'll be able to buy a copy of your book there this evening?
Yes, 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 you'll be able to buy a book.
Fantastic.
No problem.
Well, Judy, congratulations on this, you know, quite amazing book. And thank you so much for your time this morning and good luck tonight.
Thank you very much. It's a real pleasure.
And that was Judy Foster speaking with us about her book, Women of Prehistory. You're listening to 3CR Tuesday Breakfast.